That actually picks up
something. Yeah, well, duh, Jonathan. So welcome to the podcast.
Anytime Jonathan talks, actually for some reason, I just go, gosh.
Okay, so we're talking on the topic of Omar, and you guys have been mentioning him all night. It is currently 4:58 in the morning. We have not got any sleep, and we're here drinking Baja Blast Mountain Dew, regular Mountain Dew, and eating munchies and goldfish. Munchies. Sounds like a good thing. Nice. So here we have Jesus, who's half asleep, Dominic, who's awake, Victor, who's awake. We bonded over Minecraft one time. And we have Joseph, the star of the show. Hey, Joseph.
Okay, I think that's enough of the star of the show. Too much star for the show. Yeah. Alright, so let's bust down. Are villagers a metaphor for Jewish people?
Go back to the topic we were talking about before.
Yes.
I want to hear what we were talking about. Like, what?
Becca?
What people do when they're sleepy or what?
Oh, okay. So, Jackie gets loopy. She's like, starts laughing. And, you know, I learn how to cope with it. And I'm just like, oh, she's getting sleepy. Just go to bed.
I looked at her. She looked just like full on Asian.
Yeah. She's
so funny, though.
Yeah. I'm like, I can handle Jackie, right? And then, like, he's like, oh, Victoria's doing it too. But I only see Victoria at the back of her head. And then Anthony's like, look. And I'm like, Victoria. And she's like, what? And I'm like, whoa, what? Yeah. What is this? Victoria's usually super, like, serious.
Never
and,
seen
like,
her happy.
Just not, like, super, like, loopy. I've never seen her loopy. Like, crazy and stuff like that.
And then there's just Desiree. Always like that.
Yeah,
but
Desiree, I'm just like, I can't
tired.
Tell whether she's tired or not.
Okay. I think I found the videos of Becca.
Oh, zip.
Put it up. All right, ready?
Becca, just say burn once.
Burn once.
Why can't you say burn?
I don't know when I see burn. So, Rebecca, according to Anthony, she says burn twice because she just can't say it when she's loopy.
And she
was
like
driving.
Pidgin English. Yeah. It's like, when I say word, I don't understand.
Pidgin English.
And
burn. Just say burn. Just say burn.
That's exactly
burn,
what Jackie gets.
Say burn, baby, burn.
Burn, baby, burn.
There's like a dozen of these.
We're exposing Rebecca on this podcast right now.
I posted one of these two.
And Tig's asleep. Tig's
yeah, oh,
pathetic.
We also have Isaac here, special guest star. Say hi, Isaac.
Hi.
People won't tell the difference. They'll be like, oh, Isaac sounds like Peter.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
I got another one ready.
Who you talk?
She was trying to ask me who I was sending the video to. I didn't send the video to anyone. I was just trying to. She said, "You talk."
Yeah. So then, like, while I was being like distracted with him showing me how Victoria's loopy, like Desiree started just talking to Jackie, and then Jackie was like just dying.
I know.
And then Desiree was
like, at one point, Jackie. Wiped your tears, yawn.
Yeah.
Oh, and then just start crying, laughing again.
That's what I would do. So I'm like, okay, Jackie, calm down. And she was like, I'm calm. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, look at me, Jackie.
She starts dying.
And she's like,
I coughed and I was like, are you dying? And then she went, and she just, but I was like, okay.
How do you feel knowing that your girlfriend looks at your face and just starts laughing?
Yeah, that's not a first, yeah.
Look at that jaw.
Everyone does.
It's a fine specimen of a jaw.
They don't know about the jaw up here tonight.
Well, if you don't know, it looks like a crescent moon.
Yeah, this is true.
You ever see the guy for the logo of Moon Pies?
Yeah.
The Long Jaw Podcast.
I don't mind.
SCG Long Jaw.
Concha
del Mar.
Or self-respect.
Wise words from Dominic.
You gotta have a girl.
Self-respect.
Yeah. Girlfriend and self-respect. What do you guys choose? Even though no one's gonna listen to this podcast ever.
We already know the choice all of us have made. We have none.
I'd like to check back on this like podcast like
next year. I can't. Next year I can't.
We should every year make a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. This is going. Didn't we make
two videos? Yeah, I was like two, first it was the two first days. Day. It was Monday night. And we were like, well, Joss is dead.
Yeah, it was in the cafeteria. Funny,
that was before the video. That was before you knocked over the speaker too.
Yeah.
We're like, Joss is dead.
And then the second night, we said Joss is resurrected.
And that video was Scott Cade, that was a really, I was in bed at the X.
So I was like right behind him.
What? Yes.
I need to see these. Hold on. Let me see him.
There's the podcast.
I want to see him.
We'll see him later. We can't see stuff on the podcast.
Have more Becca videos. Hey,
welcome to my TED Talk.
No, I know talk. I sleep in my head.
Can you see Jonathan's name?
John.
Can you say Burn? Jonathan Burn?
No. No, she couldn't say Jonathan, I think.
Ready?
John.
Can you say John?
You could not say Jonathan.
Alright, let's see. Oh, here's another one.
There's only six minutes.
What happens to wood when you set it on fire? Burn.
She got really distraught.
Wait, can you try to say burn twice?
Burn.
I'm
gonna
send these to Pastor. You'll think he's shocked even though you just tired.
Second segment of the podcast.
What?
When do you think Diego will get a girlfriend?
Never. He'll get a boyfriend before that. The way he laughed. Diego will get a boyfriend before that.
Hey.
You know what, Jonathan?
Shut up, I am the son and the bride.
Wow, you actually listen.
I'm impressed.
Good job.
I am impressed. That was biblical.
There's no defense for it, but that's as good a one as you can get.
So he's just gonna marry himself.
Yeah.
Dog over PGA. Alright, that was a good second segment. Time for a third segment.
What's the third segment? Should we go back to Omar impressions, like from movies and stuff?
Yes.
One of my favorite ones is probably the Phantom Menace one.
This is where the fun begins.
Or the Lord of the Rings, like cast it into the fire. Destroy it.
Probably.
I will obliterate it. There's always a bigger fish.
So let's have a segment with Joseph. Joseph, what do you want to talk about? Come on.
I want to talk about, bro, I have zero brain cells. Kicking speakers right now.
You'll find our world.
On close to a gram of caffeine today. I have nothing.
What did it feel like kicking off your speaker?
Shut up. Anyway.
And being mentioned like 5 billion times,
bro,
this week.
I have never blushed.
You
much
and Jordan have had this astronomical rise to fame this week,
bro.
Jordan out of nowhere become like a public hero.
Because who started that?
I think a few of us started going. It was amazing.
His brother Tim.
Oh yeah. Oh, brother Tim.
Of course, his brother Tim. He's a giant center.
Grandpa Tim.
Grandpa
Tim.
It's called as the Tim segment. Brother Tim is great.
Brother Tim is
yes.
We are
best.
In agreement here.
Agree. Grandpa Everyone. Tim. Like, this is nothing we're going to fight.
If he doesn't get...
He roasts. I mean, one of my favorite quotes from him is that if you find one bean...
If you find one bean, you find the whole burrito. That's what you're putting
I
the chairs
I think that
like.
Trumps can either have a girlfriend or self-respect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brother Tim.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a beautiful world.
And then we made a poem, like for the scavenger hunt. We had one of the things was to make a poem about our favorite counselor. And it's for Brother Tim. It's just mijo y mija.
That's pretty good.
Beautiful. If he doesn't get Counselor of the Year, I'm gonna be upset.
Is there Counselor of the Year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't, I'm gonna be upset. I overheard some of the counselors discussing it in the lunch hall.
Did they mention him?
Yeah, that's what I overheard. Is like, I think it was Chito that mentioned it. Yeah, we should make. Or what do you think about Brother
if
Tim?
If he wins,
and
dude.
I threw a fit. Because if he doesn't get it, I'm going to throw a bigger fight.
And if the runner-up isn't Jordan, I mean...
Hey,
if he doesn't get it...
That's it. It's either Jordan... And even Zach said it. Even Zach and Jordan both mentioned it. And, like, if Jordan gets it, then Jordan would... You know, it'd be a gentleman thing, you know, to hand it over to Bert Tip.
Honestly. And that concludes the Tim segment.
And, yep, that... So here we have another segment. So Jonathan,
shut up, Peter.
How many girls do you hang out with?
Too many.
Like, honestly, it's really gay, girls. To be honest.
What?
Like he doesn't. I don't friend. Ever see him hang out with dudes.
Remember when we used to think
with remember, all the girls. All the
remember
time.
When we used to make Tig like this is the gay best friend because we'd be going around like the mall with like Tig or not Tig, Rebecca, Ani, all of them.
Yes.
That was funny.
He was only there for one though, so.
That was the first time.
Who's that? Who that is?
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go to a Tig segment.
It's too similar to the Tim segment. Except one of them looks like Woody from Toy Story. And one of them looks like a Mexican Mr. Clean. Well,
it's easy. One's actually got history and the other just has a genocide.
Yes. Well, that's
fake. From a fake country.
You find one bean, you find the whole burrito.
Yes.
You find one Armenian, you find a sad history
of
death.
You find one Armenian, you find the whole race.
I asked Brother Tim where he's from. I'm from Avondale.
Yes.
I thought he was. I was kind of being racist. I thought he was from like East LA or something.
I'm from Avondale, Mule.
Yeah.
Mule.
We're gonna turn this into a Tim segment right now.
I know. But
he
when
said
he was
roasting, he used to be like Cholo. Yeah. That's what he said.
He's Cholo. Choloso.
Yeah, Vato. Yeah. Cholo segment.
But what, so, but when he made fun of Tig, he's like, Tig's being racist. He ain't got a right to be racist. He's from Greece or something.
Dude, I wrote this down. It was my favorite thing that I just overheard from you guys over here. I put this in my
us?
Notes.
Like, who's us? Who was it from?
Yeah,
who
was us?
Who drew a penis on my phone?
Wait, did the podcast get that? Repeat that.
Bleep that out. That's...
An intense editing feature bleeps out all bad words and body parts.
He's like, was he really being racist properly?
Oh, yeah.
Properly?
Using racial slurs toward anybody.
People are sensitive about that these days.
People are sensitive about that these days. Dude.
Brother Tim.
Was he being racist properly, Mio?
Brother Tim is just...
He's a G.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Sister Tony comes next year.
Dude, that would be so wild.
The ultimate team.
Yeah, but he said he'd get a hotel because Sister Tony ain't gonna stay here.
Yeah. She said she would come only if Tim said they're like good stories. So I told him to only tell good stories.
There's so many bad stories.
No, there's not. What are you talking about? Like what?
I can't even think of a single bad memory.
Oh, and we made the showers gay-proof. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys don't know, but there's these showers. And they have like grass between them, but it's like a weird kind of grass.
Like,
I don't
if
know
it
what
gets
kind
wet,
it is.
Like,
it's
you can just
a
like
very
peek through.
Lightly frosted glass.
Yes, it's
like,
so you can't actually see through it unless like you're both really close to it.
Yeah,
but, you can
but even then,
see the
yeah,
of the
yes.
yeah, so
yeah.
definitely.
So it's very awkward.
Yeah, so me and Peter, we like covered one of the glass walls with like paper towels. And it's anti-gay. And that's it.
Yeah.
And but then people started tearing off the paper towels
and
then left them there.
Yeah.
So we started throwing at each other.
Brother Cappuccino was like pissed against like
gay stuff that night.
Wait, who said Brother Cappuccino didn't?
He kind of looks like an inhaler.
Do you remember?
What is it?
It was you.
It
was Canada's.
You said it. I remember. I messed up his name on purpose as part of the joke. I just don't remember which one I said.
Yeah.
I was thinking like four different ones.
You said Cappuccino. Someone else said,
Jordan
said
something.
I really like
him. Jordan says, can't pronounce the name.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Or brother can't pronounce.
Are you good?
Yeah, brother can't.
That was Victor, would you like to say something for the podcast?
You know what I find really obnoxious is that you guys keep on referring to the podcast and dividing it up into segments.
Anyways, so like segment number 5,
okay. Okay, Joseph.
So there's going to be no Jaw segment because he's
Mr.
a retard.
On one
yeah,
brand.
Boo. It's the Boo Jaw segment. Boo.
Jaw
is gay.
That concludes the Boo Jaw segment.
Wait, weren't we just on like Jonathan hanging out with girls and then we immediately jumped back to
yes.
That's how
well,
good
let's go back to the Jonathan hanging out with girls.
All right, Jonathan.
Because we maybe trying to chicken
and what's your deal? Who do you actually like?
Oh, yeah, true.
Who do you actually like?
No.
You need to say this to the podcast.
I have insight into this, but I don't think I should say anything.
I will, though. Anyway, so Jonathan likes... Come on, Jonathan.
Finish the sentence.
Brazier is Scarlet.
Wow, hey, Victor. Wow. When did you become a genius?
I'm being serious, right?
Oh, come on, Jonathan. Yeah. Come on.
So, Jonathan, why is it always a white woman?
Come on, self-respect, your girlfriend.
Take one.
Dominic, right?
Again, balls in your court.
Now, Jonathan.
If it's your decision, would you pursue her or not?
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, my God, goodness for you, buddy.
Who?
Who?
That's Scarlett.
It got really quiet.
This concludes.
Wait, no, it just jumps now.
And this just concludes the podcast. See you next year.
What?
Camp 2020.
Actually, if she's not gonna be talking to me or acting like that.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So Dominic, how about you and women?
My finger's stuck.
How come you choose not to pull?
Yeah, Dada, you play piano for a
dude. Oh, honestly, yeah. A dude who has piano skills like that could honestly probably have any woman he wanted.
Did you ever hear back from her about piano lessons?
No,
because he never wanted to play on that piano again.
He's like, what was it, one in the gym or?
Why did Chad Dominic just show up? No, I do not care for her. She is nothing but a harlot.
She is mortal scum.
What piano was it on? Was it the one in the gym?
The Garbo one.
The one with the picture of Tig in it?
We have to check for that picture too. Yeah, don't
leave it in there.
Let's check it now.
Why do you choose to not pull? Is it because of the self-respect thing?
It's because
he is so full of self-respect. Yeah.
No, it's because he's the least.
Because he's what?
It's
Do you think so? I don't know.
Do you tell Dominic?
Hey, Dominic, you still at
Reyna? No, Serena.
Serena.
Yes.
Dominic, you still.
That's good.
You like her or not?
That's a pretty affirmative answer.
That's cool, Don. Yeah, because you weren't like Jonathan in the beginning.
Yeah,
she's
cool.
Yeah, I'm new. I do not care for her.
Victor, who do you like?
When do we know when to end this podcast?
When we die.
Until we only have to finish packing.
Conversation. This can go on for like 2 hours.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I wish we were recording. Oh, Isaac passed out.
Never mind, bro. This is just Isaac's all
right. Isaac, why don't you go in your bed, bro?
Jesus is passed out, however. And Joel has never not been passed out.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we have Joel. He's from...
He's cool. Now, like, honestly...
Oh, yeah, I love Joel.
He's a chill guy.
Especially with other church.
The changing amount of sisters he has. I've never met a person who genuinely couldn't tell me the number of siblings they
have. Yeah, he's like, how many sisters do you have?
Three or five, I don't know.
Such a wide range.
I'm like, either you have five sisters, or two of them just never existed, and you think that...
Like, I could get being like, oh, I have four, oh wait.
I snore a lot, or I do not
snore. No, he doesn't say that, he goes, I have three or five. And he never elaborates. He's not like, he doesn't count them out, or like, check, he's... Nope, I have 3 or 5. It's up to you to decide.
He's clearly already thought this through. He's run through all the processes, and that's the determination that he's
brought. Two, like 11.
Two?
Yep.
So apparently Joss is going to try to be counselor some other time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know about next year. Maybe.
I think on the interview, it's like, have you destroyed any camp equipment in the past?
So I see here you caused a substantial amount of property damage here. You want to explain that?
Oh, Grace. It was Grayson's fault. Grayson took control of my body for a second. And he made me roundhouse kick a speaker.
Who's Grayson?
Honestly, he's been gone a long time, hasn't he? No.
It's only been like 6 months.
Yeah.
That's half a year, bro.
Not even 6 months.
Still.
Go on your bed.
He's all going to NAYC and stuff.
But hey, you know what? He's got his own youth group out there. He's like actually in a position of authority, and he's doing stuff.
No.
Silly no. Joss.
Good on Grayson.
Yeah.
So Victor. Women.
Hey. Wow. So Victor, what's up?
What's up with you, man, and girls, bro?
Axel, has anyone told you you're
kind of... What? Kind of what?
Immortal scum.
Come on,
Vicky. No.
He's like mad. He's like extremely constipated.
I don't know.
He sounds like brother Jim.
I can't talk like that.
Like lifting weights or
something. Come on, man. Joel has 3 or 5 sisters.
that's the whole segment.
Yeah.
Just delving into different possibilities. So I know he has at least
two. Three. I've seen so. Oh,
I've seen three of them.
No, and I think
yeah, two. I should have gotten one of their numbers. What's that?
You talk to them?
No, Cowboy. I should have. It's not too late. Just hang out with Joel. It's kind of late.
Joel's going to like us, actually.
Yeah.
He says that he wishes he was part of our youth group. And then I'm like,
I love Joel. He plays piano really
good. Let's kidnap
him. Actually, apparently he seems good, too.
He, like, showed me, like, yesterday, bro.
Do you think he'd give me one of his sisters?
like, yes, would you like to have
one of his guess what? Joel's on the other line. Joel.
he what'd you say?
I've been awake this whole time.
That's actually not his body.
He walks into the door.
He's like, oh, hey, guys. Why did you guys get here?
So, hey. he's cracking his knuckles. He's like,
he turns him around. It's Tig.
Tig was asleep there the whole time. Oh, yeah. You go to Tig. It's Omar. It's a second Omar.
Hello.
He's like, it's me. Omar.
He's like, look behind you. It's a third Omar.
Oh, God. Oh, like, Omar's scared me. Was it me and you? Because we're like about to hug him. And then he's like, look. And then we both turn around. Expecting Omar to be standing behind us too.
He just said, look.
Yeah, it was weird. He's like, and then we turn around, and I'm like, I was half expecting Omar to appear there too.
I was fully expecting two Omar.
Okay, let's explore this concept. Imagine Omar not having any super strength, superpower, just an ability just to not walk anywhere. So he just teleports. Yeah, he just, like, teleports like that.
He teleports how to twist.
Only when you're not looking at him.
Oh, like a weeping angel.
Is it? Yeah, from Doctor Who,
yeah, like that.
And everything is like, snap walking at me. I need to move. That guy's moving
while you're here. He's like, close your eyes. If you do not move, I will have to obey you. No,
he's like, go every to sleep.
Yeah, it's like,
where'd you go?
Omar with superpowers.
He's getting closer. He's like,
every would use time. It to his own advantage, and that's it.
Just to sleep, almost slowly killing me. It'd be just to sleep.
Oh no, please don't.
Yeah. Like, almost slowly. I can see it too. No, and without the blinking, so he could teleport with us, like just looking at him, whatever. Right, he just disappears. Like, imagine it's like service, and he's gone.
Yeah. He's in bed.
I'm not head out.
He's like, I'm
about to head out.
Shit. He leaves the game.
The sound effect that
Omar
makes? Yeah. He makes with his own mask, dude.
That's how he teleports.
No. So imagine, like, Joseph.
He does his own Foley.
No, it's like 2 a.m. at camp, or, like, in his own restroom. He's like, opens it up, you know, pulls his pants down, gonna use the restroom, and then, like, it's dark,
hey,
right?
Hey,
and all
you
hear
doing?
Outside the door of the bathroom, you hear.
So like, we're telling stories about a campfire, and someone's just like, yeah, some time ago in these woods, there were a bunch of kids walking through, and the last thing they heard was...
And then Omar shows up behind his... He's like, what did you say? Mortal succumb.
He grabs him, and he teleports
with
them. He'll never come back.
Because
he can go. Yeah, because he can take him anywhere. Anywhere.
He's like, I am sorry, little one. Like, oh, do you remember when he said that, actually?
Oh, he said that.
Did he really?
Yeah, he said that. He's like,
we were saying some.
Sorry, little one.
He said, I think I called him. It was after I called him Omar Nose, and he actually played along with us. I was like, I felt so close to him. I was like, yes.
What is going on?
Are we actually friends? Did you do it?
I actually asked if we were friends.
Did you do it?
Yes.
What did it cost?
Everything.
Probably.
Do you remember when he said, nothing at all?
I think it was like the second or third night.
Oh,
I love you. And
then
he told me
I killed
him.
He's so gay. Lie back down.
That just sounds gay. All
right, guys. Diego segment. Make sure we talk about Diego.
Shut up.
Why does he
have Tourette's?
I wish you had Tourette's.
So... Whoa, what you got? Wait, guys. Seriously. What you're forgetting is you can either have a girlfriend or have self-respect.
Or be like Diego and
Diego, you're pretty cool.
Both.
actually.
But do you know Bruno from Casa Grande is basically you, but into Casa Grande?
Yeah.
And Zach Bruno? Cleveland is his name is Joss Juno. From PRC, even though he doesn't want it to be.
It's true.
And Aaron Combs could be Eric or Joss, I'll be honest with you.
It's like a mix between the two. And Andy Combs is obviously this is Jake from Casa
Grande. Yeah, but obviously this
Casa Grande was all like repping their merch. I was like, okay.
My mesh.
Oh yeah, what did you say? Mesh. We prayed.
I was like, we don't need merch. We prayed. And we pray to grow our church.
The deal took an hour.
Yeah, we're not going to brand Salvation.
Honestly, Lena, what? Madeline, and Ashton would fit probably pretty well. I guess it would.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they would.
Lena, Madeline, and Ashton, they would fit pretty well.
They're a little too white for it, but they'd work.
Yeah. I feel like they could assimilate.
I'm sure.
There
are
a lot of white people.
Fortnite tournaments every Tuesday night.
Ugh.
Still can't get past the fact that he plays Fortnite.
Bro, yeah, why did he say that?
Not just that, but I was in the bear den for the roast thing, and Andy Combs, he talked for like 15 minutes. He's like, yeah, it's a pretty fun game. Yeah, I say I play it a lot of times. I'll probably play it to like 1 or 2, and then I'll go to sleep like 3. But all these kids are always complaining. Like, he just would, no one even asked him. But a lot of kids are like really bad at it. I was like, you're like 30, man. You're like 25. You're talking about destroying 13-year-olds on Fortnite.
Kids are starving. He's just
Andy Combs,
Fortnite.
Don't do it. Don't do it. No. No, honestly.
Dude, brother Izzy travels a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
That would be
on his next trip to Greece right now.
Dude, that kid Peter, he did a funny job.
Oh, thank you.
He did a good job.
He fell asleep while he was doing it.
Yeah, he said he actually fell asleep.
Yeah.
He was like, asleep.
I like Peter.
Thank you.
No, I like the other Peter. Oh, yeah. not
Where
you.
Where is he from? What church is he from?
The other one.
Tucson?
I think from Tucson.
It's south. Not the good one.
Yeah. Tucson church is trash.
Can we all agree that Josiah Martin is the Eric from Tucson?
Yes.
Oh my god, he's like Eric, but boiled down to the worst elements and concentrated twice.
White trash.
Whoa. that one picture of him eating.
Oh, so did I show you that picture? I saved it, and I haven't deleted them. I sent it to him. So Josiah posted this picture of him eating squid. He's at. He took selfies of him eating squid. Did you see him?
So stupid.
Was it calamari or?
And for some reason, every time I think of it, I think of like, it's some edgy joke about someone eating a fetus. It's the worst.
Yeah. It's crazy.
He's like, your blue profile pictures aren't helping anybody. Oh, what about? Okay, so Sudanese segment. Blue profile pictures aren't helping.
Still going on?
Okay.
Yeah, Sudan is still a country? Ugh. I've been trying to get rid of that for decades.
I've been gone for a week. It's not dead yet.
Yeah. Do you see why I said that?
Yeah.
What did you say?
It looks like a fetus.
Let me see.
His face is
That
big.
Is disgusting. That's why so is his horrible. Face
it looks,
like
he
that?
Looks, he doesn't look alien enough, but at the same time,
he looks
too alien.
Oh, he looks like James Franco.
Those are fingers.
When you zoomed in. Ugh.
This guy is weird, man.
Have you guys ever watched Pineapple Express?
Yes.
He's the Eric from Fate Tabernacle. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
He's the Eric from Fate Tabernacle.
And, I think I said Izzy was the Cheeto from...
yeah, that was funny.
And then Jacob was Jake from Winslow.
Yeah.
Did you hear
Victor
telling
that?
Same skin tone and everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
looks like a mini Cheeto when he
wore
a hat.
Oh, yeah. And then I embraced it, too. I meant, like, showed it to him. He's like, Cheeto, look. He's laughing right now.
Who are you, that church that wears the flowers?
Wait, what?
Are you the church that wears the flowers?
Like the flower.
The flower
ties, yeah.
And honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's because of you and Eric, bro.
And Tig.
Tig's so gay.
I'm for Paisley.
Yes.
Paisley's ugly.
How do you feel about it? Unpopular opinion, Paisley's ugly, slightly.
Okay.
Who?
I'm sorry, dude. Who are you? Anyways, go ahead, Dominic.
You think your opinion matters here.
Say who?
What? Paisley.
Not a person.
The pattern.
Yeah, Paisley's disgusting. She's so
ugly. Paisley sounds like, oh, no, I'm not referring to the person Paisley. I'm referring to the... Is there a person named Paisley that we know?
Some baby.
There's someone here.
Yeah, it's the Combs. Combs.
Andrew, right?
Yeah, Andrew Combs' daughter.
Like a 2-year-old or something like that?
Yeah.
Imagine naming your...
Yeah, I was wondering. Now that I think about it, yeah, never mind.
So clear it up.
Clear it up.
Keep it in the middle.
We're gonna go to sleep right now.
Yeah, what time is it?
So.
Yeah.
Stupid. It's plugged in.
Okay.
Yeah, it's plugged in.
We're gonna have
the Joshcast.
Josh dismiss us. Josh.
Would you like to close in prayer?
Are we closing
the podcast? We're not gonna pray over this abomination. We're just gonna say
this is not an abomination.
Yep. This does not have God's name written on it at all.
Yes, it does.
Are we finishing it now?
Yes, we are.
No, you know what?
I'm not done talking, but I guess we're done addressing you guys. You're not worth it. Bye.
30 minutes? What?
31, sorry. All right. Bye.